Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Today, parents in Wake County will find out their students' bus route schedule. Coming up, I'll explain why your child could be arriving late to class every day.
And we take a live look outside at our mugging meter. It's sitting at steamy right now, but it's on its way down. I'll show you how low it will go by tomorrow.
And breaking news in Chapel Hill, where a downed tree has closed a major road. We'll get a live update and show you the alternate routes.
Still dealing with a lot of mess on the roads. Thank you for joining us. We'll tell you more about that coming up. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Friday. Yeah, we're cranking right along here, headed towards the weekend. Gonna have a lot of sunshine out there today, certainly. Can't wait for that humidity to go down a little bit today, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's going to feel pretty good, especially tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the most comfortable day of the weekend, but we have a nice looking weekend in our forecast. It is likely to be dry. You can see we have completely clear skies here at RDU right now. It's 73 degrees and our dew point is 68. It keeps, you know, kind of bumping up and down. As we head into the afternoon, it should start to creep down, say to 64, 65. It would be nice for it to drop into the 50s, but it might do that tomorrow. Our temperatures are mostly in the mid 70s right now, still holding on to 66 up in Roxborough. Hour by hour, we'll climb into the mid-80s by lunchtime, and we'll hold it in the 80s for most of the day today. A quick blip of 90 degrees there at around 5 o'clock. I'm going to show you how much more comfortable it will feel for Saturday and how long that will last. Plus, fairly active tropics right now. We'll take a look at that as well. Brian?
Taking a look at traffic following breaking news over in Chapel Hill right now, where we have a downed tree that has closed Homestead Road, not too far from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Let's go live to the scene, check in with WRL's Destiny Patterson, who's keeping an eye on the situation out there. Destiny, what have you learned?
Well, like you said, here on Homestead Road, this stretch of the street is blocked off. We've got another crew that's here on scene to help with the tree removal here. We've got a tree that's wrapped up in these power lines right here. It's not exactly clear how that tree broke off of a much larger tree and ran into these lines, but we do know that it could be a very dangerous situation for people coming through this area. That's why NCDOT has this road blocked off here. You see there's a Chapel Hill police officer here on scene as well to make sure that people are not coming through this area. A little bit earlier, we had a crew that was starting to remove some of that debris out of the roadway, but there's no telling exactly how long it will take to get this situation remedied. Now, it's important to note Duke Energy will be on the scene here pretty soon to help with these effort here to get this tree out of those lines. But if you do happen to come up on these barricades, you should turn around or take another route. We've already seen several people coming through here. And again, it's not a safe situation. Our Brian Schrader has some alternate routes for you to consider during your morning commute.
All right, thanks for that live update, Destiny. And if you're trying to get around that closed section of Homestead Road, a couple of options for you. On the north side of the Homestead MLK intersection, use Weaver Dairy Road. On the south side, a combination of Sewell School Road and Estes Drive around the old Horace Williams Airport property there. We'll get you around that. That's going to add a lot to your commute, so you need to allow that extra time. On the south side of Durham, I'm tracking some big delays on 40 eastbound. We had an earlier crash around Davis Drive. Now we have a disabled vehicle right around the Alston Avenue Bridge, not too far from Highway 55. Here's a look at that live camera at Alston Avenue, and you can see the center lane is blocked. They have a DOT IMAP truck on the scene, diverting that traffic into the left and right lanes. State trooper on the scene with that disabled truck, seeing some big backups coming in from Chapel Hill right now. A 22-minute delay from 15501 out to 885. You might consider using 54 as a good alternate route. Maybe take that out to the 55 intersection or beyond to get on the other side of those backups. Just in the past couple of minutes, we have a crash on the east side of Raleigh on 440 westbound right around the New Bern Avenue interchange. Starting to see some delays building from the 87 interchange out toward New Bern Avenue, and a little bit of a ramp delay on 87 southbound beginning around the New Hope Road interchange. Once you get to New Bern Avenue, you're in good shape. So if you can pick up 440 westbound from New Bern Avenue, you'll be moving along without any problem toward Capitol Boulevard and beyond.
Thanks, Brian. We have breaking news we're following this morning. A man is in critical condition after a shooting in Goldsboro. Police say this shooting happened just after 10 o'clock last night on Brazil Street. Officers found a 22-year-old man with a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital and then flown to ECU Health in Greenville. There's no word on whether an arrest has been made in the case.
Today, families in Wake County will find out if their child will be among those arriving to school late each day because of new bus routes. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning. Kelsey, we're getting close to the start of school, and families are getting this information just 10 days before the start of the traditional school year. That's tough.
Good morning, Michelle. It certainly is tough for a lot of parents out there, and the district will be making an announcement about students' bus route assignments later today. And 560 bus drivers will be headed out of this bus depot on the first day of school, but that's just enough to cover every route. Still, more than 2,000 students will be arriving late to class until they can hire more drivers. And a lot of those same students will also be arriving home late as 40 minutes after the final school bell rings. The school system likely needs 20 to 30 new drivers and have no turnover before everyone can arrive on time. We spoke with one parent who was forced to drive his son and carpool other students last year when buses arrived late. He hopes he won't be stuck in the same situation this year.
There were times where my son was getting home around 5:30 to 6. It was already dark. And also, when they were picking him up, since the bus was right behind schedule, he was making it around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
The school system says that they're now training 16 new driver candidates, but their hiring process usually takes more than a month, so we could see these delayed arrivals for a while. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And WREL is your back-to-school headquarters. Watch On the Record on WREL tomorrow night at 7:30 as we sit down with district leaders in Wake, Durham, and Cumberland counties about the upcoming school year. And for information on all things back-to-school, visit WREL.com and search back-to-school.
The thousands of power outages in Durham after this week's storms have been fixed. Duke Energy finished that work last night, but recovery efforts are not over with the scattered damage across the area and some road closures still. If you look at the damage from the storm, it's pretty incredible to see just how strong it was. Tens of thousands of people were left without power, some for more than 48 hours. Jeff Brooks with Duke Energy says it's not an easy recovery.
These are trees that are very wide diameters that create challenges to get them off the line. They bring down poles, break poles, bring down the power lines.
Yeah, there are still some trouble spots out there, but this is welcome news back online for many in our area.
Maui's top emergency management official has resigned amid the deadly wildfires there. The move follows recent pushback over failing to sound the sirens to warn people there about the fast-moving fires. This new drone video gives us a better look at the widespread destruction in Lahaina. You can see the entire area has been erased. At least 111 people are dead and an estimated 1,300 are still missing. Maui's mayor says Herman Andaya stepped down due to health reasons. He says that they plan to find someone to fill the role immediately, given the urgent need due to the fire crisis. And the FBI has arrived in Maui to help identify victims. Officials say only a handful of the more than 100 people killed have been identified. They say the process could take months because of the conditions of the remains from the fire. FBI agents are now analyzing fingerprints and DNA samples to help with the process. They're also asking family members of missing people to provide samples in cases where bodies are not recognizable.
College campuses all around the Triangle will be busy today throughout the weekend. Thousands of students moving in and getting ready to start the new school year right here. At UNC Chapel Hill, Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz will be welcoming students to campus this morning. And at NC State, Chancellor Randy Woodson will be greeting new students at the dorms this morning. First day of class at both schools is Monday, and students at Duke will be moving in starting tomorrow. 25 years ago today, Netflix brought down Blockbuster by delivering DVDs by mail. Remember that? Well, that service is coming to an end. Coming up, the special offer for customers still getting this physical movies delivered every month.
The end of an era there. And lab tests are held up, which will confirm high lead levels in soil at Durham Parks. When parents can expect those results to come through.
And we have a dry weekend in our forecast for the most part, and our temperature drops on Saturday into the upper 80s. I'll show you how it will feel with the heat index coming up.
A12 is the time right now, and this is one of the beautiful WRL live cam network shots right here, Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. closing in on that 2024 Men's U.S. Open Championship to be played right there. Lots of folks, though, out there enjoying the sunshine. What a great Friday. Great way to kick off the weekend here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRN Severe Weather Center with several other views.
It's beautiful out there right now. We have mostly sunny skies. There were a couple of clouds out early on, but pretty much all the cameras that we look at are completely clear. Goldsboro, Apex, of course, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. There are a couple of clouds there in that shot. And there's a look at our newsroom there in Fayetteville. Should be a pretty nice weekend. Right now, it looks like it would be rain-free, still on the warm side. It's August, 90 today, but 88 tomorrow. We're going to see more comfortable conditions tomorrow with some drier air that moves in. But by the time we get to the end of the day Sunday, we're going to start to see the humidity creeping back up, and it'll be pretty hot at 93. So if you're planning to be outside at some point over the weekend and you could pick Saturday versus Sunday, around here, Saturday will feel more comfortable. At the beaches, it'll feel about the same both days. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s, looking at minimal chances for thunderstorms both days. Watch that rip current danger, though. It is high right now for the south-facing beaches near Wilmington, and the rest of the coast looking at a moderate rip current danger, so just be careful out there. Mountain forecast also looking about the same each day. Asheville will be in the mid-80s, will be in the mid-70s up around Boone, and then you get into some of those higher elevations, Grandfather Mountain, Mount Mitchell, temperatures will be in the 60s. We're watching the tropics. We now have four areas that the Hurricane Center is keeping an eye on. One of those in the Bahamas right now may move into the Gulf and interact with some really warm water. It's only a 30% chance of developing. And then we have a new one. This one, 20% chance. The middle one here at 40, and the one closest to the coast of Africa at 70%. Those two have been around for a little bit, but that 20% one is a new one in the last 24 hours. We take a look at the model plots, and the middle one starts to move west and then maybe a northerly turn. You know, we'll be watching that. This is next Wednesday, so we have a lot of time to watch these. And then the other one coming off the coast of Africa, the models are really all over the place. And again, that takes us to Wednesday, and it's nowhere close to land. But speaking of close to land, take a look at this system. This is a hurricane that's out here in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico. The water temperature is fairly warm here, which allowed it to really warm up. But we rarely see storms affecting the coast of California or really any part of the West Coast because the ocean temperatures are usually too cold. There's just not enough heat. These storms need 80-degree ocean temperatures to feed off of. But this one looks like it could hold together as a tropical storm and make landfall in Southern California. Flash flooding and landslides are likely with that system. Heavy rain is going to fall with that. That's going to be a Sunday night into Monday. So that's something that we'll be following closely between now and, say, Monday morning. Monday, Tuesday for us look hot. Highs will be back into the upper 90s for a couple of days before they settle a little bit. Brian?
Elizabeth, here at 8:15, we are watching problems in Chapel Hill and Durham on the north side of Chapel Hill right now, following breaking news with a downed tree and power lines. It's closed Homestead Road, not too far from Weaver Dairy Road. I want to take you to live pictures from the scene there where Chapel Hill police have the road blocked off. This is not too far from the senior center there at Weaver Dairy Road, which is back there in the distance. And it looks like this is a pretty big job, maybe a while before it's cleared up. Destiny Patterson is out there at the scene gathering information. Let's talk about alternate routes. If you're coming in from the western side of Chapel Hill there, trying to get back toward Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, consider using Sewell School Road to Estes Drive. That'll take you back to MLK, and that's a good option if you're heading back down to the central part of Chapel Hill. If you're trying to get back up to I-40, use the Weaver Dairy Road and Weaver Dairy Road Extension to get back to MLK, and that will get you back to I-40. Still tracking some pretty big delays on 40 eastbound in South Durham. We have a disabled truck there right around the Alston Avenue Bridge, which is not too far from 55. You can see the DOT IMAP truck here, state troopers, and it looks like they do have a tow truck out here trying to get all of this cleared. That center lane is blocked on 40 eastbound, so all of that traffic coming out of Chapel Hill through South Durham is having to squeeze into the left and right lanes. A 22-minute delay showing up right now from 15501, so consider using 54 down to 55 as a possible alternate route. Taking a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now, they're in pretty good shape. We're not seeing any big problems coming in from Garner on 40 westbound. The ride out of Knightdale on 87 southbound looks good. Tracking a 4-minute delay now coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, and there is a report of a crash on 440 westbound between 87 and New Bern Avenue, but I'm not seeing the kind of delays we were seeing just a few minutes ago, so it looks like that's well in the clearing stages.
All right, thanks for the update, Brian. Two men are wanted after an armed robbery at a Verizon in Apex. This happened near William Street around 8:30 yesterday evening. Police say they're looking for both suspects who were armed with handguns and immediately fled the scene. It's still not clear what items were taken or their value. Apex authorities are asking anyone with information to call police.
A man and a teenager faced charges after a home invasion in Cumberland County ended with a neighbor shooting the man in the leg. This happened in the town of Wade on Church Street yesterday morning. Deputies say 25-year-old Ahmad Smith and a juvenile broke into a home. Deputies say a neighbor confronted Smith and shot him in the leg, and he is now in the hospital. We're told the teen was later arrested. Both suspects faced multiple charges, including burglary and conspiracy. Investigators say the neighbor, 77-year-old Linwood Hill, is cooperating with investigators.
A grassroots group is working to help reduce crime in Raleigh. The founder of Boots on the Ground says the group offers crime prevention programs, intervention, and advocacy. It also gives support services to survivors of gun violence.
We have a team of violence interrupters who are canvassing inside of our community, building relationships with both parents and youth, trying to mitigate the violence in our community.
The group has events planned this weekend, including a prayer vigil tonight at Raleigh Milbank Apartments, a news conference tomorrow at the Crime Victims Memorial Garden, and a community day at Roberts Park on Sunday.
Durham residents will have to wait a little longer to find out whether their public parks have unsafe levels of lead. The city was expected to release final results on Tuesday, but last night they announced the report won't be done until next Friday. An environmental science firm was hired by the city to test soil samples at five public parks. Preliminary test results indicated there were high enough levels of lead in areas of Lion Park, Walltown Park, and East End Park. And just this past weekend, the city closed a playground at Northgate Park after finding soil with lead levels above the EPA threshold. This whole investigation is in response to research done by a Duke University student. As for why the final report is delayed, the city says the company doing the work is still getting lab results back. It is almost time for the start of the new school year, and one kindergarten teacher in Nebraska has been welcoming students to the school experience for more than 40 years. Taylor Johnson introduces us to a special educator, Miss Hensley.
I want you to find a place to sit down, and then I'll show you what we need to do.
One by one, for the last 41 years, Ms. Hensley has welcomed Franklin Elementary kindergartners on their new journey.
I just love to see their growth that they make from where they come. I love to see the families, because it's the same families that I had many years ago when they were students in here.
Not only has she spent 41 years at the same school, but also the same classroom.
I started part-time and I had like 40-some kids sitting all over the floor, and Mr. Anderson came out and said, "Would you like to be full-time?" And I said, "Yes."
While her classroom hasn't seen much change through the years,
we got new carpet. It's pretty much stayed the same for 41 years.
Ms. Hensley's style of teaching has.
When I first started, it was a lot of socialization and play and interaction. We had milk, we had crackers, and we did centers. We did finger plays and songs and stuff. Now we focus towards the academic aspect of it.
In four decades, Ms. Hensley has impacted more lives than she can count, something OPS officials find invaluable, especially with the teacher shortage.
You could think of how committed she is and the excitement. You'll feel that energy and that excitement for her, and that's what our teachers have.
Ms. Hensley says she still has at least another 10 years ahead of her. So until her last day, this is what she wants her kids to know.
Before you leave this class, always remember, I love you. You matter. You can do anything, and I believe in you.
Faith and be a participant.
Keep it up there on the wall. Keep saying it. Here's a new video this morning that shows scary moments during a Southwest Airlines flight. You see those flames shooting out of an engine mid-flight. Be terrifying if you're sitting in that seat. It happened after takeoff on Tuesday in the sky over Houston as that plane was traveling to Cancun. Southwest says the plane returned to the airport for inspection of a possible mechanical issue. It landed safely and has been taken out of service for review.
After 25 years of service, Netflix is officially saying goodbye to its DVD subscription service. Since moving to streaming, the company has offered its DVD subscriptions through DVD.com. Netflix will continue to mail out DVDs until September 29th and will send users up to 10 extra DVDs as a final farewell. Movie returns will be accepted until October 27th.
Then it's over. If you wear blue light glasses to reduce eye strain from looking at your computer screen, they may not be helping you as much as you think. A new review of research finds blue light filters may have no short-term advantages when it comes to protecting your eyes or helping you sleep. Researchers say they are still not sure if the filters have a long-term benefit on the health of your retinas. They say blue light lenses only filter about 10 to 25% of the light from those screens. Former President Donald Trump's legal team is pushing to postpone one of its trials until 2026.
Still ahead, why Trump's attorneys say the current start date is too soon to properly prepare for trial.
And we're also seeing a significant jump in COVID cases coming up when experts expect the first new booster in the last year to be ready.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are still tracking a tree down in Chapel Hill, causing some headaches for drivers out there. Brian Schrader tells us how we can get around this, Brian.
It has closed a major road, Homestead Road, blocked right now between Weaver Dairy Road and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard there on the north side of Chapel Hill. Live pictures from the scene show that the cleanup is underway there, and the DOT is trying to get all this cleared up. Also, some power lines that are down, so Duke Energy is going to have to get out there and work to get all this corrected. Maybe a while before Homestead Road is cleared. We're going to get a live report from Destiny Patterson at the scene coming up here in just a few minutes. Consider using Sewell School Road to Estes Drive as an alternate route, or Weaver Dairy Road will get you over toward that Martin Luther King Jr. intersection. Also tracking some big delays in South Durham. We have a disabled vehicle blocking the center lane of 40 eastbound. Right around that Alston Avenue Bridge, not too far from 55, a 22-minute delay showing up right now on sensors. Consider using Highway 54, Elizabeth.
It's a beautiful start out there. We're going to take a live look at Apex where you can see blue sky. Our temperatures are feeling pleasant heading out the door right now. It feels like low to mid-70s, and we will climb into the low to around 90 this afternoon. If you're thinking about eating lunch outside, looking at temperatures in the mid-80s, if you can find yourself a shady spot, it'll feel pretty comfortable today because our humidity is on the way down. And it's Friday. If you have evening plans, at 7 o'clock, temperatures are back down into the mid-80s. And, of course, it looks dry.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Parents in Wake County are expected to learn which bus assignment their students will be put on today. The district has 560 bus drivers hired. That's enough to get all students to school, but more than 2,000 students will arrive late each day until more drivers are hired. Next on Fox 50, the training school resource officers in Durham are getting ahead of the start of the new school year. And coming up on today, Grammy winner John Batiste takes over the plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Today, families in Wake County will find out if their child will be among those arriving to school late each day because of new bus routes.
And our dew point right now is in the steamy category, but it's likely to drop to tolerable later on today and then to comfy. I'll show you how that will affect the way it feels over the weekend.
Live pictures right now from breaking news in Chapel Hill. Homestead Road closed because of a downed tree. We'll talk about alternate routes.
And power is back on after days of being off in Durham. We'll take a look at what remains in the cleanup process over there as well. Thanks for staying with us on your Friday, finally Friday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your routine here as we get our Friday going. A little bit of clouds in some areas, but we're going to have some great sunshine throughout the day. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. We start with that look out at the airport.
Yeah, looking very nice out there. A little bit of high thin cloud cover, but lots of sunshine. Looks a little hazy as we are headed out the door around the airport, but we're seeing a lot of blue sky out there. 73 is our current temperature, and our dew point has crept back to 68. As we get through the afternoon, though, more dry air is going to work its way in, and that number is going to swing back to a lower number that should feel a little bit more comfortable. Our temperatures this morning are getting into the mid-70s, except for Roxborough is still checking in at 68. We climb into the mid-80s at lunchtime, and most of the afternoon will feel like upper 80s. Briefly, we'll hit 90 this afternoon. We look rain-free today, tomorrow, and Sunday, but tomorrow we'll feel the most comfortable because of a drop in our dew point. I'll show it to you coming up, Brian.
It is 8:31, and we're following breaking news with two traffic problems right now on the western side of the Triangle. We're going to start on the northern side of Chapel Hill, where a downed tree has closed a section of Homestead Road near Weaver Dairy Road. Let's go live to the scene. Check in with WRL's Destiny Patterson, who's keeping an eye on that big cleanup. Destiny.
Well, like you said, this stretch of Homestead Road is blocked off. It goes from about the Orange County Southern Human Services Center down to Darren Weaver Road down there. You can see here that this tree has broken off of a much larger tree and gotten wrapped up here in these wires. There's also tension on the actual utility poles. So you see that there are crews out here working to keep this blocked off while they're waiting for Duke Energy to get here to help unravel this tree from the wires. Because of that, this is a dangerous situation for people who might be coming through the area. That's why they have crews out here telling people to turn around, go around while they're working to remedy this situation. We've been out here for a little over an hour now, and it's been blocked off this entire time. Like I said, we don't really know the cause of why or how that tree was broken off of that larger tree. We're still working to figure that out here. But it's, like I said, it's important to make sure that you're not driving through these barricades. If you do come upon them, make sure that you turn around or go around them. Brian, you have some alternate routes for people to consider during their morning commute here.
Indeed, Destiny. And thankfully, right now, our sensors are not indicating big delays on these, but it really takes you out of your way, especially if you use Sewell School Road down to Estes Drive there around the old Horace Williams Airport property. That goes way out of the way to get around that closure on Homestead Road. Another option if you're trying to get up toward I-40 is using Weaver Dairy Road. So just need to allow some extra time through that area. Also want to take you to South Durham. This is I-40 at Alston Avenue, where we had a disabled vehicle and we have the center lane blocked. But here in the past couple of minutes, they've been able to move that truck over to the right shoulder. But they're working to get that center lane reopened here. But with all that activity, you do need to slow down, give yourself some extra time and move over one lane, especially around those flashing lights. That is the state's move over law. A 22-minute slowdown showing up right now on 40 eastbound from 15501 out to 885. I think Highway 54 probably is going to be your best bet. You can take that out to 55 and rejoin 40 eastbound on the other side of most of those delays.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Following breaking news, a Cary police officer was involved in a crash overnight. The crash happened around 2:30 this morning at the intersection of North Harrison Avenue and Chapel Hill Road. The officer who was involved was not hurt. We're working to find out if the other driver was hurt or if any charges will be filed.
Wake County families will learn today what their child's bus route will be. And for some, it'll mean students will arrive late to school every day. WRL's Kelsey Coffey reports on big traffic concerns as the start of the traditional school year calendar approaches.
The school system will announce those bus route assignments later today, and 560 bus drivers will be headed out of this bus depot come the first day of school, but that's just the right amount of people to cover every route. And still, more than 2,000 students will be arriving late to school every day until they hire some more drivers. A lot of those same students will be arriving home late, too, as late as 40 minutes after the final school bell rings. The school system likely needs 20 to 30 new drivers and have no turnover before everyone can arrive on time. We spoke with one parent who was forced to drive his son and carpool other students last year when buses arrived late. He hopes he won't be stuck in the same situation this year.
I was risking losing my job. I mean, I can imagine other parents having to clock out and having to pick up their kids. I mean, and how workforce is right now where, you know, people are struggling to hire people. It puts you in a bind.
The school board is currently onboarding 16 new bus driver candidates, but their hiring process usually takes more than a month, so we could see these delayed arrivals for a while. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
WRAL is your back-to-school headquarters. You can watch On the Record on WRAL tomorrow night at 7:30. We sit down with district leaders from Wake, Durham, and Cumberland counties about the upcoming school year. For information on all things back-to-school, visit WRAL.com and search back-to-school. School resource officers in Durham are training to get ready for the coming school year. Sheriff Clarence Burkhead and Durham Public School leaders will speak today about the safety preparations that are happening. They say school resource officers responded to more than 1,100 calls for service in the last school year. The school system has 27 SROs across 18 middle and high schools. The first day of class for the traditional calendar in Durham is August 28th.
This morning, Maui is looking for a new emergency management chief. Herman Ndaya stepped down yesterday, citing health reasons. The move came one day after he defended the decision to not sound emergency sirens as the deadly fire approached Lahaina. Maui's mayor says he's looking to fill the position immediately as the island is facing such an urgent need. The death toll from the fire is at 111, but hundreds more people remain unaccounted for. Officials say crews have only been able to search about 40% of the burned area. Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, today is Rosalynn Carter's birthday. The former First Lady turns 96, and she plans to celebrate at home in Georgia with her husband, the former president, and other family members. This milestone comes as she navigates dementia, and Jimmy Carter continues to receive hospice care. They are still living in the small Georgia town of Plains, the town where they were born and married. And Rosalynn plans to have a quiet celebration. She will eat cupcakes and peanut butter ice cream. There will also be a release of butterflies in the Carter's garden. Her love of butterflies goes back to her childhood. We wish the former First Lady a happy birthday.
We sure do. Thanks, Renee. The thousands of power outages in Durham after this week's storms have been fixed. Duke Energy finished that work last night, but recovery efforts are not over with the scattered damage across the area and still some road closures. If you look at the damage from the storm, pretty incredible to see just how strong it was. Tens of thousands of people were without power, some for more than 48 hours. And there are still some trouble spots out there, but this is welcome news for a lot of folks in the area to be back up online.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, COVID cases are resurging across North Carolina and the U.S. It comes as medical experts race against the clock to approve a new booster shot as a new variant spreads. In the past week, COVID hospitalizations jumped more than 14% across the nation. However, that is still a lot lower than pandemic levels. Medical experts say the new strain of the virus and lack of immunization is a challenge.
The main driver of this is a variant that's relatively newer to the scene, EG5. It's easier to give and get, so that makes it kind of easier to pass along.
It's been almost a year since the last COVID booster shot was available. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen says a new dose is in the works. She says once it's approved by the FDA, the CDC will then make recommendations. This is expected within the second or third week of September. Until then, you may want to mask up and stock up on those at-home COVID tests.
Coming up on 840 right now, a new boutique helps women break into the workforce. Coming up, how Dress for Success supports women searching for their dream job.
Also still ahead, hundreds were left homeless after the devastating wildfires in Maui. How the Red Cross is getting people out of shelters and into their own space.
And we give you this live look in Fayetteville right now. Sunny skies and the humidity is actually going to come down as the day goes on. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how the weekend is shaping up. That's just ahead.
Welcome back here at 843. We, of course, are tracking traffic problems this morning. I want to take you to Sky 5 Pictures live from the north side of Chapel Hill. This is where they have closed Homestead Road right around Weaver Dairy Road because of a downed tree and power lines. Destiny Patterson at the scene this morning has been describing what's going on out there. Pretty big cleanup effort underway, and we're not sure when Homestead is going to be able to reopen in that area. Consider using Sewell School Road to Estes Drive to get back to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, or you could use Weaver Dairy Road as an alternate route. Homestead is closed between Weaver Dairy and MLK. See those power lines tangled up in that tree? So not only do they have to clear the tree, they have to repair those power lines, and it looked like one of those utility poles may be somewhat damaged. So Duke Energy is going to have to do some work out there. Let's take you back to our map here, because I want to show you another delay that we are following right now on the south side of Durham. We still have a lane closed on 40 eastbound right around the Highway 55 interchange in South Durham. Still measuring an almost 20-minute delay coming in from Chapel Hill back toward 885 this morning. Use 54 as an alternate route, Elizabeth.
Yeah, let's take a look outside right now. Things are looking beautiful weather-wise. We take a live look at Southern Pines. Of course, this is the Longleaf Golf and Family Club. It's a nice morning out there. Sort of surprised I don't see anybody out on the greens. But our humidity will begin to slowly drop this afternoon. It'll feel on the comfortable side. Still going to be hot, around 90 degrees. But it should feel even more comfortable tomorrow. We'll walk through that. 73 right now with a dew point of 68. And that dew point at 68 is going to be, you know, kind of a middle-of-the-road, moderate kind of dew point. It doesn't feel that comfortable right now, but we should see that number dropping. Temperatures climb into the mid-80s by lunchtime, and we'll briefly see 90 by late afternoon. Right now, it's 73 in Southern Pines, 75 in Goldsboro, 76 in South Hill, and 70 up in Person County. 90 for the high in Raleigh today. We'll see a high of 88 tomorrow, 88 in Durham today, and then 92 in Fayetteville. It's a Football Friday. This is the first one of the season. Our humidity should slowly drop through the day, so that it should feel pretty comfortable. At game time, temperatures will be in the mid-80s. As the games are wrapping up, temperatures will be in the upper 70s. It'll be rain-free today and all through the weekend, so that makes it nice for baseball as well. 6:30, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. 82 on Saturday at 6:35, and then on Sunday, it's a 5 o'clock game, so it's a little bit earlier, but it's also going to be a little hotter at 90 on Sunday. Check out our muggy meter. Of course, we're at 68 right now. It's steamy. We should drop into tolerable by the time we get to the afternoon. It's going to be hot, but if you can find a shady spot, it'll feel a little more comfortable. And then we may drop into the higher end of comfortable on Saturday and a little cooler with a high of 88. So that'll feel like the nicest day to be outside. On Sunday, we creep back up into the mid-60s, and then we're back to 70 to tropical by Tuesday. So we're going to see more moisture streaming in. We have a cold front that's sliding off the coast. It's a dry front. Watch what happens Saturday. Look how nice and dry we are where the gray color contours are. This is where all the moisture is there in green. And that comes sneaking back Saturday night into Sunday and really ramps up by Tuesday and Wednesday. So looking at 90 today, 88 tomorrow. Look at these nice morning lows, 65 tomorrow morning. If you're one of those Saturday morning exercisers, you like to get out and do a long run on Saturday morning, it should feel more comfortable than it has lately. But Sunday morning may feel fine too, looking at a start temperature in the mid-60s. We do see temperatures climbing then Monday and Tuesday, 97 and 98. We'll be close to a heat advisory. It's going to feel like low to mid 100, so like 100 to maybe 103, and then hopefully we'll cool off a bit on Wednesday and Thursday.
Live music and an annual soapbox derby race are among the events happening this weekend. And WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has Out and About's best bets. Starting off with some of that live music, Kathy.
So much live music. Okay, Steep Canyon Rangers are going to play a show tonight at the North Carolina Museum of Art's Outdoor Music Park. Tickets are $30. And on Saturday, a cappella group Pentatonix will take the stage at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. They're going to be joined by country star Lauren Elena. Such a great show live.
Also, a popular soapbox derby, a race that returns to Dix Park this weekend. Tell us, this is the Kirby Derby. Tell us about it.
I love the name, the Kirby Derby. It started in 2002 in Raleigh, just in a Raleigh neighborhood, and it's always featured costume competitors racing downhill, and they're trying to win the Kirby Cup. This year's theme is Holly Dazed and Confused, so it's all about celebrating your favorite holiday, whatever it is, and it's going to be at Dix Park from Saturday from 3 to 9 p.m. There's going to be a mini car race for the kids, then a parade, and then the official soapbox derby.
Well, there better be some movie references in some of those. I promise you. That's awesome. Also, Saturday, the Raleigh-Durham Afro-Caribbean Association will present a festival in downtown Raleigh.
So this is really great, too. This is the 10th annual event, the Carib Mask Carnival. It's going to be held on Fayetteville Street. It kicks off at noon with a parade. There's performances, food trucks, vendors. Everything's happening through 9 p.m.
Well, lots to do. And for more on these events and others, just go to WRL.com, search Out and About. Kathy, thanks.
We're learning more about a deadly shooting by Wayne County deputies. A woman who says she called 911 says it started when an armed man came into her home looking for her husband, who died a year and a half ago.
He's walking all around my property in the back, and I didn't tell him to. He told me my husband's not dead. He pushed me over and went through, and he went through every room in my house because he told me my husband was in here. He is, but he's in an ashes jar.
And this was the scene Monday on Caps Bridge Road in Princeton. Investigators say deputies shot and killed the man when he raised a shotgun and refused their commands to put it down. The man has not been identified yet.
Cumberland County Department of Public Health and Cumberland County Public Schools are teaming up for back-to-school vaccinations. They'll be hosting free clinics at various locations for children and teenagers grades K through 12. Bring an ID card, a copy of your insurance card, your immunization records if you have them as well. Students who attend will get free backpacks and hygiene kits while they last. WRAL is your back-to-school headquarters. You can watch On the Record on WRAL tomorrow night at 7. We sit down with district leaders in Wake, Durham, and Cumberland counties about the upcoming school year. For more information on all things back-to-school, visit WRAL.com and search back-to-school.
Duke Energy is powering up for more electric vehicles to hit the roads. The company says it's calculating resources with its teams and looking at beefing up its grid system. Duke Energy says it's creating awareness around charging during off-peak hours and focusing on where the need will be to build upgrades with poles and wires. This will be part of its renewable energy investment over the next few years.
There's a new place for women to get help in their job search. Dress for Success Triangle opened a new boutique on William Vickers Avenue in Durham. They opened yesterday and staff members celebrated with a ribbon cutting. Durham Mayor Elaine O'Neill was there. The new boutique will offer professional advice on attire as well as career counseling. You have until next week to file a claim against Facebook in a data privacy settlement case. Facebook's parent company, Meta, is paying $725 million to settle a host of class action lawsuits. The suits claim third parties had access to private user information. You are eligible to get a piece of this settlement if you had a Facebook account at any point between May 24th of 2007 and December 22nd of 2022. The deadline to file those next Friday.
The Red Cross is working in Hawaii to get evacuees out of shelters and into hotel rooms. Right now, at least 750 rooms are blocked off for people whose homes were destroyed in the wildfires. The Red Cross is trying to get evacuees into their own rooms by next week. Volunteers are also searching the community for people who need shelter.
We have three teams out in West Maui today who are encountering folks who are in tents or in cars. And so as long as we can verify their preliminary eligibility, we're moving them into hotel rooms as quickly as we can.
The federally funded lodging that will be available for at least 7 to 8 months, that timeline will likely be extended even longer.
Former President Donald Trump and his legal team want a judge to delay the federal election interference trial until 2026. That's according to new court documents filed on Thursday. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team requested the trial begin in January of 24. However, Trump's team wants that denied, and they argue the government's objective is to deny Trump and his counsel a fair ability to prepare for trial. Attorneys for Trump also cited the former president's other criminal and civil cases that he's involved in. A tentative date is expected to be set at the next hearing. That's on August 28th.
All new this morning, a lawsuit has been filed against the Houston, Texas bowling alley where Migos rapper Takeoff was killed. Quavo's assistant Joshua Washington is suing 810 Billiards and its owners for the deadly shooting. Washington claims the venue failed to provide proper security. Takeoff and Washington were shot in November of last year. The accused shooter, Patrick Clark, has been charged. He was released on a $1 million bond in January.
It's time to grab your favorite team gear because high school football action is back tonight. Don't miss the 43rd season of the best high school show in the state. Football Friday is tonight, 11:35 on WREL.
NFL action tonight on WREL. The Carolina Panthers are on the road for their second preseason game against the New York Giants. Game kicks off tonight at 7.
And before we head to break, we have a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now from the NC Education Lottery. And we'll get a check on weather and traffic one final time when we come back.